Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai City Council will meet on Wednesday to discuss an ordinance that would help take a big load off of business owners. The ordinance would amend Kenai Municipal Code to provide taxation of real and personal property. It would provide an exemption on the first $100,000 of assessed valuation. This does not include motor vehicles and watercraft owned by taxpayers, and it does not include making housekeeping changes. According to City Manager Terry Eubank, the ordinance means that it would provide an exemption on the first $100,000 of personal property within the city of Kenai to taxpayers. This would be intended to help business owners in Kenai. Personal property would be considered things like the furniture inside of a house, computers, and display cases for businesses. Eubank says that this ordinance is very unique because it's being co-sponsored by the entire council.
It's got really broad support at the council level, and I think it's just a continuation of a lot of things the city's doing to support our local businesses.
Currently, the only personal property taxes is being paid by businesses. This is due to the fact that they are not exempt under Alaska statute.
So what this $100,000 does, or this $100,000 exemption for personal property, is going to provide an exemption for businesses. Since individuals, everything is already exempt, it's going to provide an exemption for businesses. Can't really call it a business personal property exemption, but that's really the only thing that's going to be affected by this.
This tax exemption will reduce the tax revenue. According to Eubank, the current mill rate is 4.35 mils. One mill is $100 per $100,000 of assessed value. So the 4.35 mils combines with the $100,000 on this tax exemption. It would allow businesses to save up to $435.
This is going to exempt just over $8 million worth of taxable value right now. So the total cost of this, or total reduction of revenue to the city, is about a little less than $35,000.
While the city may see a reduction in tax revenue, the council believes it's important to invest in the businesses of the community. This ordinance will be discussed at Kenai City Council meeting, and Eubank welcomes anyone to come and voice their thoughts on the matter. A Pulitzer Prize winner with the Anchorage Daily News has passed away at the age of 73. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Howard Weaver, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist for the Anchorage Daily News, has died. He was 73. Weaver died late Thursday at home in California, his wife Barbara Hodgins said in an email to the Associated Press on Friday. Weaver received treatment for pancreatic cancer for a year before choosing hospice care. He had 38 years of sobriety at his death, she wrote. He was public about his alcoholism and sobriety, hoping to help others recover. He was a reporter and later editor for the Anchorage Daily News, which he helped lead to Pulitzer Prize wins in 1976 and 1989. He later moved to California and worked for McClatchy Newspapers, rising to an executive role. He wrote a memoir about the newspaper war in the city between the Anchorage Daily News and Anchorage Times, which ultimately shuttered. In an excerpt writing of his early years, he said, "My affection for the newsroom at the Anchorage Daily News was instantaneous, and my devotion never faltered." For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough is considering a logo change going into the new year. The ordinance sponsored by the mayor would permit the borough to adopt a new logo. The current logo showcases a bull moose, a bald eagle, and a small fish jumping out of the water. The colors are bright and vibrant and have the words Kenai Peninsula Borough engraved on the outermost part of the image. This iconic creation was made back in 1995. Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Tuesday.